Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Well, on Intimate Moments, we are discussing issues of the kingdom. And it's such a great pleasure to welcome the servant of the Lord, Professor Elijah Baloyi. Welcome to Intimate Moments.
Thank you, Ntate Mashakin, and I also receive all our listeners there. We welcome you to this program so that we listen together and then we share together the word of God that is a direction to our lives, because we don't have any other direction for now except the word of God.
I love when you say we don't have any other direction except the word of God. In other words, we must apply it. In other words, we must take it into consideration. Now, what is it that Shikwembu has laid in your heart to share with the family today?
Thank you so much, Dr. Mashakini. Today, God has put in me the word from John chapter 15, the Gospel of John chapter 15, and then we are supposed to read verse 1 to verse number 10.
I should think it will be nice to build the background. Just read it very nicely.
Thank you so much. The word reads as follows. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear the fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear the fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither you can unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and me in him, it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you cannot do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burnt. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my laws, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. This word of full, the last one, is talking about fulfillment if we follow the original Greek. Declarations are not just mere declarations. It's not a claim. But this is a unique divine identity. It's for his unique divine identity and purpose. Because the moment he uses the I, it's the I that comes with the manifestation of the power. The power in him, it's inside the I.
I love the I. I am the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Why are we supposed to look and to trust this I am the vine? Why?
Thank you so much. Remember, listener, Jesus Christ has just taught and told the disciples that he is going to leave them. He is going to be crucified.
Right.
And after that, he is going to resurrect and is going to heaven. So now he realized the fear that is starting to creep into their lives, the anxiety and the doubts that are starting to happen, because now the leader is going. And how are we going to remain alone? So for me, this statement of Jesus Christ of saying I'm a vine, or even the whole passage, was too much of a counseling. He was helping them. He was opening their eyes so that they can understand. Mind you, this time, some of them who were coward enough and those who have been used for wrong reasons, like Judas, they were not in this group. They were missing because the hour was just arriving for him to be crucified. So now he started telling them the expectations, that which they have to expect. One of them is that they must not miss him because he will be with them in spirit.
And
that is why he's saying, I'm the vine. I will always be there.
I love that. He will be with them in spirit.
Yeah.
It means that even today, the Lord Jesus is the true vine to us.
Remember, we're speaking about God who is omnipotence.
Jesus
Christ is always with us. He's always with you outside there. It only depends on whether you are looking for him so that you can see him in your life, because your situation, wherever you find yourself, that anxiety that you have, that fear that you have, that doubt that you have, can be a way for you to see Jesus. He might be using those kind of circumstances that you come and look for him, because Jesus Christ came to our lives in so many different ways. So for him to give this counsel of saying, I am
the true vine,
he never said I was. He's saying I am means it's continuous. He will remain. And then being a vine, it means he is telling us he is the trunk of the tree. And then there are branches, and then there are roots down there. And you know what is the duty of a tree. Because in the Middle East, just in the slopes of Jerusalem, there were a lot of vine vineyards which they were familiar with. So he's giving them a well-known example about the vine tree.
Professor Elijah Baloyi, Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, talking about the book of John, the Gospel, chapter 15. And we are looking at these words. I am the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Would you say that, Prof, the Lord Jesus Christ displays himself as our source as well?
Thank you so much. Exactly. What I like with that statement, Jesus Christ and the Father are not doing the same work. They are doing different works, because the Father is the vine dresser and him is the true vine.
Oh.
That tells you that they are not doing the same job. The Father has got his own job.
Lovely.
And the Son has got his own job. Meanwhile, the Holy Spirit also, later as we go on, will find his work at place.
Lovely.
What he does. This Trinity, each one of them, they are acting like departments. Everyone is doing the job.
Nice.
And they have different
that.
Jobs. And Jesus Christ is indicating to us, the Father is a hairdresser. He is indicating his Father like the owner of the farm.
But ultimately, we see God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit being one. But their works are different.
Exactly.
The way they function, it's what we are saying.
Exactly.
Nice.
So the Father is the owner. So he is managing everything by himself. He's making sure that the trees are watered, the garden is clean. And then Jesus Christ is the trunk. When we talk about the trunk, every tree has got a trunk, because that's where branches meet. And when the branches meet at the trunk, they want to use the trunk to get the food from the roots so that they can survive. And that is why he's emphasizing the issue of him being the true vine, meaning there might have been wrong or untrue vines in the land, which we are not going to talk about.
I see.
But we are only talking about the true vine. When Jesus Christ talks about the true vine, he's telling us he is the only source. He is the only way. He is the only mediator. He is the only one between us and the Father. He is the one who is given this mandate, who is the one who is given these powers to can save us, to can help us, to provide for us. This salvation is a providence kind of a thing.
Professor Elijah Baloyi, we're talking about Jesus Christ saying to us in the book of John, the Gospel, I am the true vine. And we will continue talking more about this. This was just an intro, but going forward, we are going to look at these words. You are cleansed by the word that I have spoken unto you. Well. As we continue with the discussions, very, very excited, I must say, to know that Jesus is the true vine. Now, Prof, is still with us. Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit. And I'm so grateful that the teachings of the Bible opens our eyes. The teachings of the Bible makes us to realize that without them, without God, there is nothing that we can do. That's why David says, open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. I love that.
We are continuing with our topic, and now it is about the cleansing of the word that we're going to speak about, because he indicated, he did not claim, he said it because it is true. So something that we say one claims is something that you cannot do. But if things are things that you know, obviously you are going to do it, it is not a claim, it's something that you know. So Jesus Christ said, because you are cleansed by the word that I'm giving you. So lastly, we just indicated that he was giving a sort of a counseling when he realized my apostles, my disciples, they're having a fear. They are starting to develop fear, because I just told them in chapter 13 of John that I'm going to leave you, I'm going to depart, I'm going to be crucified, I'm going back to heaven. Now they were starting to be afraid. Now that fear can bring a lot of things inside. It can bring a lot of doubts and fears and all these kind of things. But now, as he comes back here, he is referring back to what he said in that book of John 13, verse number 10 to 11. Because when he was washing them feet, they did not understand what he was saying. But Jesus Christ was saying, I'm washing your feet, as a metaphor or an example of how the blood of Jesus Christ will wash your sins. And now here he's talking about the word of God that goes along with his blood.
I love that. Ixitsonga yiri nwina mi basisiwile hi rito leri mi byeleke rona. You are cleansed by the word that I have spoken unto you, or I have given you.
Thank you so much, Ntate Mashakin. By the reason of the moral power that the word of God has, when the word is preached to us, when we listen to the word, we are cleansed from our sins.
Ah.
It is the word of God that helps us to understand, to open up our eyes.
I love that.
To understand our own wrongdoings.
I love that.
To want to know, where do we go wrong?
Amen.
How do we correct ourselves? The word of God, it's put there for us to prove the wrongs that we have done. That's why we cannot cleanse ourselves before we read the word of God. That's why we are always thirsty on every day to have the word of God. We must thirst, because in it we get the cleansing spirit that cleans us out.
It means this word Jesus is speaking about, it corrects our wrongs, it rebukes us, and also we get direction, right?
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
When the word of God is preached to us, when we read it and we understand it, that is why we are not convicted to change, to be children of God or to be born again by only the word.
Uh-huh.
That's when now the Holy Spirit goes along. The Holy Spirit goes along with the word of God.
I love
so
you
when,
there.
After listening to the word of
love
God,
you there.
The Holy Spirit starts doing its work of cleansing inside of us, because he is working together with the word. And we are told in the book of Hebrews that the word of God, it's so powerful than double-edged sword.
I love you there as well.
Cutting even into the bone marrow.
Uh-huh.
Because the word of God cannot fail, and it is powerful. It is the word of creation.
Uh-huh.
When God created the heavens and earth and everything, he said, let there be light, and things have. So that word is still powerful today.
Now, my family, Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit, Wednesday evening, Professor Elijah Baloyi, you are saying this word is powerful even today, meaning that it can give us victory and breakthrough, right?
Yes.
Talk to me.
Yes, thank you. It can give us a lot of breakthrough, because without the word of God, we are like people who are in the dark. We cannot see. So it enlightens us so that we can see the way, the direction
nice.
We are going. We leave all the wrong directions,
nice.
Then we take the right direction. Because the word of God, when it is preached to us, It convicts us. It tells us what is wrong. And it also even tells us what is good that we should follow. And I'm happy because the cleansing in this way, it's not like a cleansing of any other thing. It is the way the Spirit works inside of us.
Ah.
It's very unique. Ah. It's the way it, and I like it because in the original Hebrew in the New Testament, it is a continuous thing that is being done.
All right.
We are not washed today and we are clean. We continue to be washed until Jesus Christ comes back. We are washed every day. That's why the word of God must be listened to every day. And the prayer must be done every day.
Ah.
The Holy Spirit is in action to do that.
I love when you say it's a continuous things. Imasiku ne masiku. And we bless the Lord, Professor Elijah, that the Holy Spirit also helps us to understand the word as well.
Yes, it is the work of the Holy Spirit to illuminate us because things of God are like treasures that are hidden. We cannot understand them. That's why sometimes in the book of Matthew, Jesus Christ said, okay, I will start preaching with parables now. It was after he trained his own disciples to understand the parables. But these are things that are tied up, and these are secrets of God, which we cannot simply understand without the working of the between the word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. They must go together because when the Holy Spirit when the word of God explains to us, the Holy Spirit starts convicting us, making this thing work within us. We don't work or we don't serve God out of our own will, but we are convicted and we are convinced and we are also pushed by the work of the Holy Spirit.
I love that we are convinced and also pushed by the power of the Holy Spirit. You hear David says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Asubone kahle leswaku ri komba ndlela rito leri.
Yes, usubone kahle ku without the word of God, we are directedless. We don't have a direction. The only direction that we have is the enlightenment of the word of God that works in us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Because understand here, the word can preach to us, but the application of the word needs the Holy Spirit so that it works for us and it works inside of
Praise
us.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Professor Elijah Baloyi, we are so grateful to have you in the studio. And I must say that, would you say that we can apply Maritola Mayeso Amabulaka and we leave now?
Exactly. That is the target of the gospel. That is what the target of the gospel is all about. God wants me and you to be conformed. That's why it's saying we must not conform to the earthly standards, but we must live according to his word. We abide, and we are going to the word abide very soon.
All right.
So when we abide in, we start understanding things, because things of God are not things that you do haphazardly. You must do them out of understanding.
Amen.
You must do them. That's why God says in Isaiah 55, your ways are not my ways, and your thoughts are not my thoughts.
I hear you.
We are not thinking like God, and we are not doing things like God, because first of all, we need his thoughts, and his thoughts are coming from the word. And his thoughts, for us to understand his thoughts so that we can look for new ways. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us, because he was said his parakletos in Greek,
uh-huh,
which means he's the real comforter. He counsels us. When someone counsels you, he or she prepares you to see what the future holds for you. If I am with you and doing the counseling, but you end up not understanding your direction, it means the counseling we're doing is fruitless.
You know, in my discussion with you, I'm glad, servant of the Lord, you emphasize the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. Why are you emphasizing that?
Ntate Mashakeni, there is nothing in us. We don't inherit to do good things because we are born in sin.
Nice.
David said in the Psalms that I was conceived by my mother in sin.
You.
So we are sinners. The only thing that can take us back to God, it's through the blood of Jesus and the work of the Holy Spirit, because that is where we can go back to God and we are cleansed, and then we can start seeing things differently.
Well, we are going to look at, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you need and it shall be done unto you. Professor Elijah Baloyi on Intimate Moments, the very best. Thank you for joining us.
We are going to continue with the benefits of the abiding in the Lord. And I want us to read verse number 7 from the chapter that we read, John 14.
Yes.
We are going to read from chapter 15, and then we read only verse number 7.
Please.
It reads as follows.
Go ahead.
If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Number one, Jesus Christ is showing us here that the issue of abiding, it's not a one-way traffic. It's a two-way traffic. When we abide in him, he also abides with us, within us. So meaning, we don't lack. As long as you have Jesus Christ inside of you, you don't lack. That is the first thing that we should understand. And it concludes or it sharpens those words that we read in Revelation chapter 2, verse number 20. When Jesus is saying, I am knocking at the door. Anyone who will hear me and open for me, I will dine with you and you will dine with me. Meaning there is a very kind of unity that we and Jesus Christ by his blood are bound together. For us to live, for us to sustain, for us to bear fruits, we need to live inside him. Maybe number two, we can't, according to Jesus Christ here, there is no way we can bring out the fruits of the Spirit that we read in the book of Galatians without staying or living inside Jesus. Because those things are things that we cannot do on our own. These are the things that must be applied to us by the work of the Holy Spirit.
I love when you say we must just live in him. Because, Prof, I suppose the listener would understand that when you live inside Christ, it means he is your life. Nothing that you can do without him.
From decision.
Uh-huh.
You can't decide on your own.
All right. Must
consult with the Word.
All right.
Whatever you want to decide for your life,
nice.
For your family, for your children, for your business, for your work and all these things, you need always to consult with the Word of God because that is where you get a direction. Unfortunately, most of us, we think we are clever. Others, we think we are educated.
Lord,
we can do
mercy.
Things on our own.
Lord,
but here, Jesus Christ, the Word abide,
uh-huh.
It is the main verb of this whole pericope or this passage from verse 1 to verse number 10. He repeated it many times, abide, abide, just to show you that by clinking with him, just like when you take a glue and you put glue on one paper, then you put the other paper on top. The moment it is dry, you can't separate them.
Now I hear you.
When you separate the papers, they won't work, both of them, because already they will be injured. There will be holes because you glued them together. So we need to be glued to Jesus because that's where our lives are. Without Jesus Christ, we are nothing.
Professor Elijah Baloyi, on Intimate Moments this evening, we need to be glued on Jesus. Continue, servant of the Lord.
He is even going further to say that when you abide in me,
abide,
and I will abide in you, it means now it's a kind of a fellowship, a lasting fellowship that we will have. The fellowship that it's more than the fellowship that we have with our
fantastic.
Friends.
Fantastic.
The fellowship which is more than the friendship, the fellowship that we can have with our own families.
Nice.
Because here we are fellowshipping with a source of life. We are fellowshipping with someone who understands us better than anyone else. We are fellowshipping with the Son of the Creator who created us. So he knows everything inside of us. So fellowshipping or staying with Jesus Christ, abiding from him, it's like he uses the branch.
Uh-huh.
The branch, whenever you cut it from the tree, it is no longer alive. You will see the leaves fading out. There is no branch of a tree that is cut and then continue to live. That is why you go back to the example which one day in Mark chapter 11, verse 12 to 25, he cursed a tree.
Uh-huh.
And tomorrow they find the tree is dried up because it
nice.
Was not bearing fruit.
Nice.
So abiding in Jesus Christ means we get the ingredients, the food stuff that will make us grow in faith so that we can give out the fruits.
Pastor Elijah Baloyi explaining very well the benefits, my family, of abiding in the Lord. Mfundisi, we get the ingredients from him.
Yes, we get the ingredients from him because he knows what must nourish our lives. On our own, we may claim to know the food that can nourish us to bear fruit, but that will not be true unless we live in him, because it's like a branch. You know, a branch of a tree, it's
connected.
It's connected.
Yes.
And then the mother body, if we have to use that word, the trunk of the tree,
yes,
goes down to the roots, and food is coming through there, and then it's going to the leaves, to the branches, and everything. But the moment the branch is cut off, it is cut off even from the roots, so it cannot survive on its own.
In other words, that's why he is saying that particular branch will dry up, ne?
And it will end up being bent because it is useless. How do you keep some things that are not useful in your place?
I hear you, because, Professor Elijah.
Because the target of God giving us salvation in Jesus' name is that we can bear fruit. So if you are not bearing fruit, you are just like that tree in Mark 11, which he cursed because he did not find anything in it. And you don't want to be... You don't want to be treated like that tree. You want to be treated as someone who is giving out fruit. But I must say something again.
Prof.
For us to give out the fruits, it's not out of our own will. It is something that is instigated inside of us by the work of the Holy Spirit.
It started inside.
Yes, the work
of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, he guides us from inside our hearts to understand how is it good to do other things that are good to other people. What we start understanding, there's a need that I must do good things. There's a need that I must behave well. It's not about the rules and the regulations that put in the Constitution. It's about the faith inside of me, because faith goes along with the Holy Spirit. And when faith and Holy Spirit and the Word of God are combined together, the three of them, they are so powerful that no one can move me. I will always remain getting a lot of ingredients from this track of the tree.
Professor Elijah Baloyi, intimate moments. I'm blessed, and I suppose Nawena, wherever you are blessed. John the Gospel, chapter 15, verse number 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you need or desire, and it shall be done unto you. You quoted where Jesus cursed the fig tree in Mark chapter 11, and you are combining it together.
Yes, because here he's giving the example of a tree. A vine tree is a tree with branches, just like a fig tree that he cursed. Now, for the branches to survive, to get on being green and also giving out the flowers and all those things that we like in a tree, they only come out because they are still connected.
Hey.
By the connection of us and the and God. Let me tell you, we are not stoppable. When we connect with the Lord, we remain in him, we abide, like the word is saying. We are going to do anything. That is why the word of God continues to say, anything that you will ask, it shall be done unto you. It will no longer be ourselves doing things, because people today, some of them, they are used to do things on their own, not being told by the Spirit of God.
I love the breaking down of the Word of God by Professor Elijah Baloyi. You'll do anything. He will give you anything that you desire. Not you, but he himself.
Exactly. Because all life is inside the tree.
Amen.
This tells me and you outside there is nothing, he indicated, there is nothing that we will do or achieve without him.
Amen.
Anything that we do without him, it's like when the psalmist said, those who are building their houses without the Lord, they're building it in vain.
I hear you.
So it's like, you are in love with the things of God, but you're not in love with God himself. And you are in the church, you are doing all these other things. But then, where is your root? Where are you getting the source of doing all these things from? Is it you alone? Or do you have Jesus inside of you? Is it the Holy Spirit that is guiding you and providing for you? That is a question.
Well, that is a question. We continue with the discussion, Professor Elijah Baloyi, Intimate Moments, the Wednesday edition. Professor Elijah Baloyi, the teacher of the Bible, the teacher of the Word, the servant of the Lord. We have been talking about abiding in Christ. Why do we call Christ the vine? And he indicated to us that if you don't abide in him, you'll be cut off like a branch. And I'm so grateful that we just want to get everything in perspective. What is it that we have learned? And you will tell us where we read and give a summary. Professor Elijah Baloyi.
We are now coming to speak about what do we learn from this passage. We read from the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter number 15, from verse 1 to verse number 10. And it is about Jesus Christ being the true vine, not only the vine, but the true vine, while his Father is a vine dresser. Now, God is showing us here that, number one, we need to benefit that we cannot be cut off from the tree because we have to bear fruits. It is indicated that any branch that does not bear fruits will be cut off and thrown into the fire. So for us, the benefit is that when we stay, we abide in Jesus, we will not be cut off. We will remain there being his branches. It means there's a very good, there must be a good relationship. When you want to say, I'm abiding in him, you must have a very good working relationship with him, life relationship with God. When you have good relationship with God, then that's the way how you can say you abide. Perhaps you can ask another question. How do I promote my relationship with Jesus? It's not about, it's about the Holy Spirit operating within you and making you love the Lord. Pray and read the word, always changing whatever the Lord is doing to you and following up his commandments in order to bear the fruits that are said in the book of Galatians. Let me come to number two. Life without Jesus Christ, it's useless. It's lifeless. Because when you live without Jesus Christ, you don't have the roots where your food will come from. You are not connected to what life is all about. Remember, a listener, our lives are created by God, and he created these lives for a purpose. Each one of us, there is a purpose, and the purpose is to bear fruits. I'm not minding about how much fruits you have already bared or how much did I bear myself, but the issue is he must visit you and find there are fruits in you, and you cannot bear fruits without Jesus Christ, because he is the one who is giving you life to bear fruits. Through him, the roots will give you the food that is coming from down up to the branches, until you see the tree blossoming and the tree giving out the green stuff and making flowers. There is no Christian in this life who will live without Jesus Christ himself. That is a contradiction. When you are a Christian, you must have this kind of Christ-like life. And that is what he said, speaks about abide in me. Abiding in Jesus, it means you live according to him, because the branches of the tree are not living from any other source. They are dependent upon him so that they can get food. So we need to be dependent upon Jesus.
We are breaking down and summarizing the lessons that we have learned, my family, together with you on Intimate Moments about Jesus saying, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. And I suppose this summary breaks down and gives us what we need to know. Number three, what would you say are the lessons? Because you spoke about one and two.
Faith must help us to bear fruits. In faith, that's where the Holy Spirit operates. When we have faith, that is why Jesus Christ in the book of Matthew somewhere indicates that when you have faith, you can even move the mountains.
Amen.
You are so powerful because you plus faith, you are not stoppable. You are just an extraordinary human being, because it is not your own power that works there. It is the power of the Holy Spirit. God is making you as an instrument who should make sure these things happen the way he wants, not the way you want.
Amen.
So it cannot be expected that someone who is still a branch and he is still abiding in Jesus fail to bear the fruits. It can happen. It cannot happen.
It means if this particular person abide, he will bear fruit.
He will bear fruits.
If he does not abide,
then he will be cut off. Automatically, there are branches in a tree which you see they're still hanging in the tree, but they are no longer alive because they have been cut off because they did not maintain the relationship between them and the mother tree. So meaning, when our relationship is not good with Jesus Christ, the issue of us bearing good fruits of the Spirit, it's just a story that will never happen. It's a dream that will never come true. I see there are a lot of a lot of people who think bearing the fruits of the Spirit, as we are told in the book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to verse 23, it's easy for them to do. But that's why I am asking, are you doing it with the power of the Lord, or are you doing it within your own power? Because if you are doing it within your own power, it will soon get fading out. But if you are stuck, you are embedded in Jesus Christ, you are grafted, if I have to use that word, and you are abiding in him, this becomes a well. You always drive out, you always draw everything that is an ingredient that will make you grow and bear fruits.
Intimate moments, we are summarizing and we are learning things that we never thought we would have. And I must say that this encourages us to totally depend on him, totally rely on the Holy Spirit. You spoke much about the Holy Spirit in this discussion, Fundis.
Yes, we cannot abide in Jesus Christ unless the Holy Spirit is helping us to abide there. We are grafted by the work of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And everything that we want to do must be guided by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
He must teach us through the word of God so that we understand that which we have to do. And this qualifies exactly what was said in the book of Acts chapter 17 verse number 28, which says, in him we live and move and have our being.
I think that verse makes me to surrender my life. Read it again, Professor Elijah.
In him we live and move and have our being.
Talk to a listener.
The word of God indicates to me and you that we may think we are living, but without Jesus Christ we are not living. Because according to the Bible, the people who are alienated from God, who are not children of God, but people of God, because there's different.
Yes.
They are people of God, they are children of God. Those who are not children of God, they are rendered as if they are not alive, because they are dying in their own sins. Life comes out when you are bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Then you become a child of God. You become, you reborn. You become a new creature. And that is how you start seeking the ways, how the Spirit must guide you to start bearing these fruits, because bearing these fruits has to go also with the growth in faith. It goes along. How do you grow up in faith? What kind of food is given to you to grow in faith? Because vine trees, you always prune them, like the Bible is indicating.
Professor Elijah Baloyi, John the Gospel, chapter 15, verses 1 downwards. Finally, what would you like to say to me and to a listener out there listening to you this evening?
Thank you so much. My summarizing word will be, listener, Ntate Mashekeng and myself, let us remain abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of the circumstances that are coming our way, because that is where we get things, food of the Spirit that will help me and you to grow. Another thing is, forget about pleasing God by your own works. He wants his own works to manifest inside of you. The works that are initiated by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God inside of you. Not things that you push on your own, because you will get tired. Be dependent upon the work of the Holy Spirit. Depend on him, because he is able to enable you to can do even more. That's why the branches that are still stuck in Jesus, the branches that are still abiding in Jesus, there is no way they will be yellow. They will remain green. They will give life, because there in him there is life. Somewhere in the Bible he indicated, I'm the life. I'm the truth and the life. So by the moment you stay in him, you are staying inside someone who has got life.
Mina, I learned a lot, particularly the verse that you read. In him
we live and move and have our being.
Acts
chapter 17, verse number 28.
Let's leave it there, Professor Elijah Baloyi.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.